I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Dr. Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6:30. Love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. We'll have coverage of the Texas Rangers coming up tonight as they continue their series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Rangers winners yesterday, 3-2, 56-39 overall. They've won four games in a row coming out of the All-Star break. First pitch tonight, 7:05 p.m. from Globe Life Field. Our pregame coverage will start for you at 6:30 here on Double T 97 throughout the Astros as well for you as they take on the Rockies in Colorado. That game will get started at 7:40 p.m. Central Time, and our coverage will start at 7:10 on 100.7 The Score. Gus, how you going?
Pretty good. Is it like Thursday yet? We're still early part of the week, right?
Man, yeah.
Okay. So I thought. You can't do anything about that, can you?
If I could, I wouldn't be here. But I'll tell you what, Gus.
A snap of the fingers.
Would not be here.
Advance the clock a few hours.
Got to tell you, I did not have on my 2023 bingo card developments in the Tupac Shakur murder case. Apparently, Las Vegas police, I think this was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday they executed a search warrant in Henderson, Nevada, which is in the Las Vegas metro area, as part of the ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. How about that, dude?
Yeah, that's amazing. Can't even imagine where the development or what the break is on something like that, that it would advance 28, almost 30 years later, right? Wasn't that 95, 96?
Yeah, sounds about right.
But yeah, you know, my assumption is somebody's talking,
man,
somebody's talking a lot later. Can't imagine what the search warrant is. You know, gonna go look at a weapon 27 years later, 28 years later. Like, who knows? But somebody might have been talking at a party or something, and like, did you hear what he said? And, you know, one thing leads to another.
I just can't, like, if I ever did some murdering, you know, because this kind of popped up over the weekend too with the serial killer in on the East Coast, right? By he killed three or four like women,
yeah, near architect, the beach. Architect,
yeah, Art Vandelay. It's like, if you, like, because these are all, I mean, especially the Tupac thing, that's like 20, 30 years old, like you said. Yeah. And I think the other one is still like over a decade. It's like, move away, dude. Like, what are you doing hanging out like in the same, I mean, just like put some distance. Don't do it right away, I guess, if you're going to, you know, you don't want to make yourself look suspicious. But at some point, maybe you, like, I don't know, move to Mullinsville or something. Just kind of like out of the way.
Yeah.
I assumed that there was like half the population that was serial killers and were just putting on the, yeah, old Norm, he's always been nice since he
right?
moved
oh,
here.
Yeah.
He's just a humble wheat farmer.
He just minds his own business.
This in the chat line, Dr. Gus acting like he doesn't know the exact day of Tupac's death.
Well, I think it's, if I knew the exact day, I would spew it.
September 13th, 1996.
Yeah, 96, there we go. Yeah, I would consider that a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. Listen to a cool podcast about that. It was probably about an 8-episode podcast, probably 2-3 years ago, that went really deep into that. Not just that, but a lot of the East-West stuff and how all that heated up and got violent and then cooled down. Of course, Big E was part of it, but that's, it's been a minute, but really interesting. But yeah, I was doing good. I have my first guess, if you'd have held me to it, was going to be 95, maybe 96. But yeah, I got no shame. I don't know the tone of the texture. If the texter's getting at me, what, like false modesty or something. No, if I knew that, I'd spit it out and proudly maybe take these glasses off and put some shades on and just sit here cool for a minute.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Shelly. It was my 14th birthday. I will never forget it. Robert says, Shelley. The Tupac murder happened in the fall of 95. Mm-hmm. Unless Wikipedia is incorrect, September 13th, 1996 is when he died. From Raider's Dad, AD, what flavor of Faygo are you going with today? Whoop, whoop. So this is Rain. I've never had a Faygo. I'm not opposed.
This goes out to all the Juggalos and the Juggalettes.
I think the gathering was not that long ago. Is that right? I think that's right.
Juggalo gathering.
Yeah, it was the 5th through the 9th, so just wrapped up about 10 days ago or so. This is Rain, Rainbow Sherbet. So
really?
Yeah. It's good.
It seems obnoxious.
Yeah, it's probably fair.
I mean, just the flavoring, like, seems like that's a lot, as opposed to just going, hey, it's orange.
Give it a sniff.
All right.
Make sure to really make contact with the nose, too.
Yeah, get some nose hairs. Yeah. It is have a little bit going on there.
Well, because Rainbow Sherbet is like three different flavors, right? What does it taste like?
It's not unpleasant. I would describe that as the scent I got is kind of berry. Oh, jeez. Kind of berry.
Gus, will you give him the spit bucket? You're not supposed to drink it.
Berries. We went to a...
I'm getting notes of schnozberries.
Schnozberries.
Sugar and taurine.
We went to the... what did I tell you? Which... The distillery that makes... they're better known for their whiskey that they do, Enchanted Rock Vodka. Tour down in San Antonio. I went there a month ago, so I can't possibly be expected to recall this information. But yeah, there was they did have, because you're tasting all the whiskeys and vodkas, and you know they offer you, if you really don't, because some of it's flavored, and or if you just don't want it, they give you this other little spit cup thing. Most of the participants there is no spit cup. Just,
you know, if you everybody, sample too much, if you try to drive home, it could be a little whiskey.
Yeah, everybody was trying to ratchet it up there pretty good. Rebecca Creek. I do recommend the Rebecca Creek Distillery Tour there on the north side of San Antonio.
Duff in Houston. Doc, where were you on the night of Tupac's shooting? Do you have any alibis?
That's right. September of 96. I was probably in Edmond, Oklahoma with my 14-month-old. Let's see. 15... month-old child and wife. Don't have any alibis, though. It would take an exhaustive search of credit card records or something to prove otherwise.
That was a Friday night.
Oh!
Tech was off that weekend.
We had already played and lost to K-State by then.
Right, and then we had topped Oklahoma State.
Oh.
1-1, and then we're for a game.
Was the OSU game in at the Cowboys Stadium?
It was.
I was there for that.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? I wasn't at the K-State game.
Went to Georgia the next. Didn't play first home game until week 4. More Tech Talk next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, it's Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. Time for some sports headlines. Texas Rangers back in action tonight, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays in Arlington. First pitch, 7:05 p.m. Our pregame coverage will start for you at 6:30 here on Double T 97.3. Rangers have won 4 games in a row out of the All-Star break. They're now 56-39. They have a 3.5 game lead on the world champion Houston Astros in the AL West division. The Astros, meanwhile, will begin a series with the Rockies tonight in Colorado. Astros wrapped up a series victory over the Angels yesterday. 7:40 first pitch tonight for the Astros at Coors Field. Our pregame coverage will start at 7:10 on 100.7 The Score. A bankruptcy judge approved Diamond Sports Group's request to shed its contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks, prompting Major League Baseball to step in, beginning with the team's games against the Atlanta Braves this week. Like it did upon taking over the San Diego Padres broadcasts at the end of May, MLB will make all D-backs games available blackout-free through its streaming service MLB.tv and will provide a linear cable option as well. You, too, can join the program. We'd love to hear from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. This person says on the chat line, Bullfighter says, they should name one of those drinks Unicorn Pee. I think Bang has a rainbow unicorn flavor, actually. It's not that great. It's not as good as something that is named should be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's named Rainbow Unicorn, it better be just...
Oh, yeah.
And it's just kind of meh.
Yeah, it may be one of those things that can't live up to the perfection of it. Because Rainbow Unicorn could mean, you know, somebody might think that's bubblegum sweet, that somebody else may think that's going to be more fruity, someone else may think, and then it just misses marks all over the place.
Bobby Hot Dog says, didn't the gathering of the Juggalos coincide with Jamie's recent vacation? Coincidence? Is he a closet Juggalo? I would pay so much money to watch a video series, even a short one on YouTube, that follows Jamie around at the gathering of the Juggalos. I've never been, obviously, but I have seen a couple of YouTube documentaries about it, and yeah, I don't think it would be something. It would be pretty funny.
You guys just said I was getting out of the car, caught a tiny little bit. No, it might have been a promo. Now that I think about it, it was a promo of Hacks and Choice maybe talking about who would be the best rapper in the building. Am I wrong? I'm looking at you, Clint.
I wasn't listening, but I haven't heard that promo. But I assume they talked about Jamie because Jamie would absolutely be the best rapper in the building.
And that's and there you go. Who knew? Like spitting rhymes or like covering, like if you go, all right, like whose line is it anyway? We're gonna rap about fourth grade. Go, you know, and those dudes just start, you know, go. And you're not saying he's like spitting rhymes like that. You're saying that he would cover
a rap song. Both. I bet because
Jamie Lent.
I bet he could.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I knew him.
When he does covers, though,
yeah,
that's one that we've had a few times on air. It's always a magical moment. You can just tell, like, he has the cadence right. Like, it feels natural, right? It feels like almost he wrote said lyrics, which makes me believe he could do it. Why'd you roll your eyes over there, Dickens?
Who would have guessed? For a brief moment, I wasn't sure if you were just like, I mean, it's your credit. You sold it well.
No, I'm being genuine.
Totally with it. If this wasn't preceded by what I heard in the promo earlier today, I'd be doing the same thing. It's like you guys telling me he played the tambourine or whatever for the last 9 months.
Electric tambourine.
Thank you.
Dr. Gus, what do the Rangers need to do to beat the Rays in their series?
Well, they do what they did last night. Pitch really well. How about Dane Dunning? I mean, we had a really good pitching matchup yesterday. And I tuned into the ninth inning and nursed that run in. Just brought it home.
Good for
like
you.
Like that. Got the runner in second with one out. Ground ball back through the middle. Looked like it might be a base hit. Nice play. They get him over to third with two outs. everybody's kind of thinking, okay, 90 feet away, wild pitch, be ready to go here. Sure enough, old, what's the name? I can't even think of his name. Big hard throwing right hander chucks one to the screen. Just jogged in. Smith jogged in. High fived his buddy Josh Young over there in the on deck circle, and we celebrated. That was a little walk off win. They keep pitching it like that. I mean, Dane Dunning's turned a corner, and the Rangers, I would say they've been patient, but you can call that patience or you can call that development or whatever else. But go look at the numbers and like, dude, that dude's having a really nice year. And he was, I don't want to say part of the problem, but he was taking the ball this time last year and kind of getting his brains beat in. And now it's, now it's rolling. It's rolling in the way the Astros turned the corner with Framber and some of those guys a couple years ago. You go, oh, who's this cat? And, so it would be nice to have DeGrom, but if they keep pitching it like that with the people they've got and staying healthy, they're going to be interesting. You can never really predict what's going to happen in a playoff situation, but they are well equipped, and it'll be interesting to see if they make any moves here in a couple of weeks as we head toward trade deadline, because that's going to be an interesting time.
Do you feel bad for the Mets?
No, heck no. Nah. I mean, is there something specific you're referring to? Just a bad year?
The Mets have kind of been this suffering franchise.
Yeah.
Although they went to the playoffs last year, obviously.
No, but you're right.
They have an owner that's willing to spend,
right,
which is something that, not every fan base has. And, they spend money, they get name players, they get stars, and they're just abysmal.
Yeah, and he's out there on Twitter, kind of blowing it up this time last year. I've never really had strong feelings about them over the years. It'd be easy to blame it on Showalter or whatever. Showalter did a really good job with them last year, but maybe the Mets being what they are this year is a good reminder for everyone that just going out and money whipping everything with every free agent acquisition possible is not the best way to go. Like, the Rangers are getting juiced right now out of some key free agents and one of the top rookies in the year in the deal in Josh. Mm-hmm. Not just Josh, but you get what I'm saying. Jonah Heim coming out. And so they've got this nice mix, and that probably sets them up. And the other thing that's happened this year, and everyone's recalibrating to this, whether it fell in their lap in a good way, Cincinnati Reds, or it's kicking their what, but the rule change is setting up the game to be a little bit faster, aka maybe a little bit younger, the willingness to embrace speed, bigger bases, pitch clocks, all those things may be set up to make the game a little bit younger, if you will, and suddenly Scherzer isn't as dominant. Who knows? But that's I got no real regard for the Mets. I don't really sit around hating them or loving them, but
I guess really more about the fans and like the organization,
sure,
and the players.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure the Mets fans operate just in general in the shadow of the Yankees fans. I mean, just the sure, specter of all that. The being a Mets fan is probably more relatable to Texas Tech than being a Yankees fan. Yeah. 100%. It'd be more relatable to Texas or OU or something like that. They're the Habs. They got all the tradition, blah, blah, blah. And we're down,
And your team kind of finally flips the narrative a little bit, maybe even just temporarily, and it
falls apart. Yeah. It's but they are definitely in a sense they're one of the bigger disappointments because of where they had spent to get there.
Mm-hmm.
There are other disappointments, the St. Louis Cardinals, my team being chief among them, but Clint's team, but I don't think much was expected of them. No offense.
Never is.
Well, not since about 2015, but yeah, they're in the spot they're in, and here we go. Oh, look at you.
Wow, young Jamie Lent on the mic here. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T973.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear what you have to say on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T973.com. All guests join us via the Visual Edge IT hotline.
We talked earlier about the best rapper in this building. I like how our little orbit over here, the people in this studio come up with someone here in this little orbit, this corner of the building, as opposed to like, don't we have a hip hop station down the hall? And we're like, no, none of those guys would be as good as our resident white dude from over here in the 50 or, nah, he's not 50 yet. He's probably getting close.
No, I bet Jamie versus the Vibe, still team Jamie.
All right. Has anybody spent any time
like
with anyone?
A surprise contender from the sales office, you know?
Yeah, that was the punchline of that deal was Rick Gilbert. That's what Joyce and Hacks would have. Yeah, exactly. Connie from the Turnbuckle.
Connie B.
Connie B and R. Gill. Here they come.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at right there. Like, we just stick in our little corner down here. You guys are really, I'm saying you guys. You guys that operate out of this office back here over our shoulder, whereas Dickens and I walk in at 2:56 and then walk out at 6:02 or 6:32. How about that? The magic radio. But no shot that anyone down the hall. No shot. Or could it just?
I just heard it from Jamie.
Could it? Thing. I was gonna say, could it just be that we can't even come up with anyone down there? So rather than,
if I had to guess somebody else in the building, I would probably guess Vince from Magic.
There we go.
I bet Vince could lay down some bars.
I mean, you're in a band, dude. Like, you could be thinking of ways to implement this sort of greatness into a track or a bed for something. I mean, you guys are highly innovative.
Well, I've been trying to do that on the bottom line, is have Jamie like, yo, we the best, and then a burr, 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 and then he does the intro, but he won't buy into it. I don't know why I can't talk him into it.
What would we need to get him? Get him
cash considerations, probably.
Get him drinking somewhere or something. Have him get a beer in
him.
We
need him on his like seventh Mountain Dew.
Get a beer in him and see what happens.
Spike his Mountain
Dew. Wind him up.
New hard Mountain Dew, Jamie. It's delicious. Just try it. Don't.
He would try that. Surely he would.
Rainbow, what'd you call it? Rainbow unicorn flavor.
If it was Mountain Dew brand.
Oh, yes.
He would try.
So you say that, but I have brought every Mountain Dew flavor that comes out known to man, and it's always why can't we just have Mountain Dew? Why can't we just have normal Mountain Dew?
He's got a point there.
That sounds, I mean, like, I can just picture for some reason, like, Zach Galifianakis saying that, you know? Yeah. Why can't we just have real, you know? That's tremendous.
It's all this pitch black and code red.
Give
and
me a fart transplant. have you seen that?
No.
Masterminds?
No.
It's got Zach Galifianakis, and it has one of the ladies from Kristen Wiig. I think.
Oh my gosh.
Kate McKinnon. Yeah, even better.
No. Oh, wow.
And they do their engagement photos, and he's on the ground, laying on the ground, and she's laying on top of him.
Astride him?
No, like she's laying on his back. So they're like, anyways.
Oh, okay.
They're cheek to cheek.
Yeah. Got it. And she gave him a fart transplant. Damn it, Janice, you gave me a fart transplant.
All right, how about hole?
I was saving that for you.
Yeah, like when he walks, I was like, I waited 4 hours for you.
Gross.
It's a really good. It's
with those two in it. It's got to be hilarious.
I was about to, you know, interject right there. If you were finishing that, it's a really.
It has
good
some good moments. Some
it's
good one-liners.
It's entertaining. Yeah,
it's kind of like
The improv,
more entertaining than the campaign.
The outtakes from that movie were probably hilarious, just because those two were just off the chain.
It's like The Other Guys, right? With Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
He just hand the headset. I'll just hand the mic over to Brooks and let him do this part with you because that's his. That and stepbrothers, you can quote all that.
If you handed the mic to Brooks, would he drop some bars?
I don't know.
Grandma's Boy is another one. That movie's amazing. That people need to watch that movie.
Never, honestly, I've never heard of that.
For no other, it's one of the Adam Sandler production company movies.
Oh, right? Okay.
And it features an adult who sleeps in a race car bed.
And say it again. It's what?
Grandma's Boy.
Okay. Speaking of having watched something, I did watch. I'm five episodes in. Of course, I had airplane time.
Mm-hmm.
Five episodes in on the quarterback Netflix thing. It's good. I mean, it's kind of what I would expect. The one that's, of course, Mahomes' arc is much more familiar to me, as I remember seeing some of the games. They obviously mm-hmm. did some of the stuff here when he won the Ring of Honor. It's just more familiar to me, just because I'm more familiar with his story, his family, wife had a baby, etc. The don't tell me how it ends, though. Got three episodes less. I hope they make the playoffs. Seems like they're on a run.
We'll see.
Mariota, I completely forgot about the AWOL thing with him, and that's where I am right now. He just went AWOL. And I'm like, I have zero recollection of that last year. And then Kirk Cousins, that one's been interesting, just because I don't know much about him.
That like Patrick Mahomes makes quarterbacking look like the most fun job in the world, and like Kirk Cousins makes it look like you're about to end up in the morgue at any moment.
Yeah, he kept getting smoked in the ribs and was hurting and was just.
Oh man,
he would just
The one episode, yeah, every single time it went to his, like half of his was him going
yeah, because he kept saying a spot in my ribs and it kept getting hit there. It just
breaks him,
yeah,
and it just smokes him and he's dying. He's like, yeah, you'll be all right.
It
just
I know the dude that hit him. Yeah, it was the dude from the from Washington. Yeah, that was it was kind of amusing. Yeah, it was a big pain that played at Alabama that did that. Hey, you'll be all right. It wasn't even really dissing him. It was just like, you know, all good. It's funny to hear Mahomes mic'd up how he'll, like a dude will get after him in the rush and he'll be like, hey, nice job, dog. Nice job, big dog. You know, like complimenting the rushers. Yeah. He's like, maybe they won't finish hits against me.
That's what I like when you talk about the discussion of great trash talkers. I know it wasn't really trash talk, but I always loved Andrew Luck because he was like incredibly sincere with it. And you would just hit him and just get, and eventually wasn't getting back up as much as he was. And the reason why he exited the league early or earlier than certainly the Colts thought, but still like his getting just smoked by a defensive end, still completing a 15-yard pass, picking up the first down, getting up. I'm like, oh man, nice hit. And just being really nice.
Right. That's kind of what Pat does. And just not having seen as much of him getting, I didn't know it was a repeated thing. I think I've probably seen a clip of him going, hey, nice rush, dog. You know, the Max, what's his name? The big dude from
Crosby.
Yeah. It was under his skin the first time they played. Crosby's his younger sister goes to Tech.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in her sorority and just does her thing.
I don't think, though, that Andrew Luck was running around to the defensive end making him mad and said, woke up the wrong mother effer.
No. That's different.
Probably different vein there.
Yeah, that's different. Probably not.
Are you already through it, like, for the second time? I'm sure that you've just, like, some candles... Bubble bath.
No, since
glass of wine. Mood lighting, yeah. Nice glass of red wine.
Gus is farther than I am now because I haven't seen another episode since. I need
really?
To pick it back
Are you just trying to savor
week.
It? You know, it's like, all
right. Yeah.
I truly.
Once
got,
a week.
I've got like 6 weeks till football. I got to really make it last.
I truly would. I probably would have started it by now, but I wouldn't have gotten five in. I mean, we were on the plane from Atlanta back to Dallas, and I'm it seems like we're near the end of this flight, but you know, you start factoring in or a taxi and all that stuff, especially at an airport like DFW. And I'm going, I think I can make it. Sure enough, as we roll up to the gate, the fifth episode ends. Yeah, big dog got it going right here.
We have
but he was wearing tech stuff all the time. Pat was, so it's a good plug for us.
We have some an interesting Pac-12 development. It is not NBC News theme worthy, unfortunately, but I think the long and short of it is the Pac-12 thinks that you are stupid. We'll explain why next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? Happy Tuesday. It's Tech Talk with my good friends, Dr. Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. Joining you until 6:30, we'd love to hear what you have to say, what you think, on the EH Flooring Center chat line. You can access that at TT973.com, or you can fire up your cell phone, your smartphone, and access it through the TT973 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. We've dunked on the Pac-12 quite a bit over the last, 12 months. You know, some of it is just kind of for fun. Some of it's deserved. I can't really even begin to explain how mad I am over this latest story. And it's because it's sloppy. It's just so sloppy and transparent. And, I mean, it's like the Pac-12 was almost insulting all of our intelligence with the way that they're handling this process. And I'll explain. Precisely 17 minutes ago, at 3:30 p.m. Central Time, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, there was a barrage of stories posted, ESPN, The Athletic, Yahoo Sports, and the San Jose Mercury News, all at the exact same time. Again, 3:30 p.m. exact. The tweets fired off at that exact time. All of them about the Pac-12. Gus, do you believe in coincidences?
Yeah.
This would be a hell of a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No,
I don't know if you're being good, very you're general. Being yes, in general, yes, and in this case, absolutely.
The headline of John Wilner's piece: Pac-12 media rights negotiations. No deal expected this week, as football takes center stage in Las Vegas. On The Athletic, headline: Pac-12 won't announce new media deal this week with more bidders engaged, citing a source. The ESPN. Headline, source, Pac-12 media rights deal expected in near future. And then the Yahoo Sports sources, Pac-12 will not announce TV deal at media days this week. Well, it's odd. All, like, what, four major outlets at the exact same time on a random Tuesday afternoon while SEC media day is still going on, and presumably a lot of those people, John Wilner excluded, are in Nashville right now covering SEC media days. All releasing a story about the Pac-12. Let's dig into this a little bit deeper.
Everybody hit send at the same time.
Three of the four, I believe this is right, three of the four stories that are parroting this talking point from the Pac-12, the quotes are even almost identical. Okay, anonymous source. This is from The Athletic. Quote, we've seen folks come to the table that were not at the table 6 months ago. The patience that the presidents and chancellors are showing is paying off because waiting is going to result in better deals than the league would have gotten 3, 6, 9 months ago. Of course, this person asked to remain anonymous due to the sensitive nature of discussions.
Stop.
ESPN's quote from an anonymous source. Our 10 schools have been ridiculously patient, adding that the league's patience to make a deal has led to more bidders coming to the table. Quote, that patience is about to pay off. It's the same thing. It's the same thing from the same person, and I'm guessing that their name rhymes with Shmorshmiavkov.
It's like, it's a great big nothing burger when it's an anonymous quote in a case, in an instance like this.
Like, if you want to try and, you know, massage the narrative, and I don't blame the Pac-12 for wanting to do this. I would want to do this, too, if I was them, right? I think it would be, they would be not doing their job correctly if they didn't try to do this. But basically sending out an email blast to Ross Dellinger, Heather Dinich, Pete Thamel, and Max Olson, and John Wilner, maybe I said that name twice, either way, and have, okay, guys, hey, we want to be fair here. We are the Pac-12, right? Equal opportunity. So just don't post anything until, let's say, 1:30 West Coast time on Tuesday. And then change your quotes up a little bit to make it sound like we're not getting from the same person. I mean, what are we doing here? You might as well have just used a bullhorn to say, hey, guys, this is all coming from the Pac-12 office. This is our message. We want to get it out there. What a joke.
As we're on the eve of, figuratively speaking, the eve of Pac-12 Media Days. Right.
We have
trying to distract from what you and I talked about. The first thing anyone in the room asks when Clay Avkoff takes the stand is about this. And followed closely by, hey, are we done with that topic? Okay, about realignment.
Right, dude. I mean, it's crazy.
We have a Smorg Smiavkov on the phone, and he would like you to stop dragging his good name through the mud.
I mean, it's just so sloppy. It's irritating how sloppy it is, and that they expect people like you and me and that. Clint, even though he's from Mullinsville, and you folks out there.
Whoa!
Come on. It's been not like you released a statement in February saying, hey, in the very near future, we're going to have a TV deal. And yet here you are pushing out this, just shut up. Like, if you don't have anything to say, just shut up. Surely that lesson should have been learned by now. That's so, it's just infuriating how sloppy that is.
So what are they at? 4 own schedule pushbacks at this point? At what pushback should they have just stopped setting a date?
Yeah, the second one? It's like the end of the world, people.
I mean, they've been so patient. That patience is about, like, that has to be George Kliavkov or someone like in his immediate orbit trying to kind of make hey, at the latest Pac-12's CEO meeting, hey, how about you guys stand up and give yourselves a round of applause? Come on. Yeah, come on. No, you, hey, well, Robin, stand up. You guys have been so patient, and it's gonna pay off. I'm telling you.
Is their intended purpose to float that across the bow of Apple TV and others? I mean, is that's who they really want to see that, right? The TV people to go, hey, something, you know, good things are happening, right?
I mean, like a bargaining chip when you go into an interview. I have this other company who's offering me $20,000 more. Okay, well, go.
Otherwise, why do this?
I totally have a girlfriend. She lives in Canada.
Exactly.
I had a picture, but I lost it because it got in the washing machine.
Yeah,
totally. That right there at the end, you captured what I've got in mind in terms of what they're trying to do here, create this.
We can't FaceTime because she's a razor.
Binger. She'll pop up. She's a model.
Binger.
Like, if you know what's absent in all of this? In all of the, hey, it's what's going to happen in the near future? We've got so many new bidders that were at the table 9 months ago. Absent, like, the one thing that remains absent in all of this is any kind of actual network, right? If you're going to be spitting out so freely all these anonymous comments that you're going to be feeding, sure, you're going to be spoon-feeding to the national media, the national college football media, hey, why don't you tell them what networks you're actually talking with?
Sure. And maybe there's some confirmation from their side to go, yeah, we are intrigued by the product.
Give us
something.
There was no shortage of reporting at the time when the Big Ten was going through its TV deal negotiations with, okay, they're engaged with X, Y, and Z, right? It wasn't kind of like this breathless day by day breakdown, but that stuff was out there. And yet, minus maybe some Apple TV mentions, there hasn't been any kind of anonymous source from the Pac-12 side saying, hey, actually, we're talking with, you know.
Right.
Where is that? Hey, but hey, your patience is about to pay off. More Tech Talk next.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? Happy Tuesday, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron with you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com. All guests appear via the Visual Edge IT hotline. We spoke a little bit about Brent Venables yesterday because he kind of took a few shots at Miami. That seemed a little bit kind of unusual because you don't normally see coaches pop off about other coaches.
Right, and it wasn't directly provoked. It wasn't like provoked in that setting or whatever. It was just something that Venables was carrying around with him. He popped it off.
Well,
day two of the Big 12 media days the other day from the dais.
He was busy because he also directed some of his ire at Deion Sanders in an interview with an Oklahoma City radio station. Venable said this, quote, I gave guys 12 months of grace. I was unlike Deion. I gave guys 12 months of grace to figure it out. Here's three. Go to class, live right off the field, and when you show up here, you show up with respect and appreciation with your opportunity. And if you go 0-3 for 12 months, you need a fresh start. So we helped 21 guys, give or take, find a fresh start.
If I ever have to fire someone, that's how I'm going to use it. We're going to find you a fresh start. Where? I don't care. Not here.
I don't care.
Get out.
You ain't got to go home. You got to get the heck out of here.
It's like there is that was gratuitous. And to be fair, I'm not like crying about it. I think it makes this more interesting, this whole thing. And heck, 3.5-hour show. I'll take any content I can get. So make no mistake, I'm not sitting here kind of like clutching pearls going, oh, think of the children, right? Deion Sanders just kind of walking down the street and Venable throws a brick at him. You could have made that point without bringing up Deion Sanders.
It's like he's really, between that and the Miami stuff, he's tried very hard to shield away that they had the worst year at Oklahoma that they've had in a very long time.
That's what I get out of it. That's where this seems rich. Like, dude, you work on your own house, man.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's almost like, hey, you know, listen, we lost 7 games, but at least I'm not Deion Sanders. I mean, is that essentially what he's saying here?
And he,
or is he saying that, hey, we might have lost 7 games, which is, you know, not Oklahoma standard. There is only one, as you know, you might recall. They'll tell you that. But we did it the right way. I'm sorry. No one in major college football, especially a program with the expectations, history, tradition, prestige as Oklahoma, gives a flying bleep about doing it the right way, right? If that means doing it the right way and losing 7 games.
Sure.
When the problem was you weren't brought in to build a program, the program was already built. It was just left.
Yeah, and the one seemed more directed and, you know, it seemed more directed and, I don't know, backhand. You know, he was taking a shot at Miami for sure with the way he worded the first one, whereas the second one, it could be as bland as him just compare and contrast. But it was probably done so with the idea of making himself look good. Like, I gave my guys a year to prove themselves. Deion.
Because ultimately, that won't matter.
No, not.
You know,
not
it, I mean, ultimately, lot. if they kind of have a middling season this year, and the bottom falls out next year. I mean, even if they don't have a, if they have an okay season this year, and the bottom falls out next year or the year after, not one single Oklahoma fan, not one single media member, not one single administrator is going to go, you know what, listen, we've had two straight losing seasons, or three out of four, or whatever it ends up being, which is rock bottom for this program, where it's been for the last 25 years, give or take. National championships, Big 12 championships, just the history and tradition. Really want to fire him, but he didn't turn the roster over in year one. He wasn't like Deion. Nobody cares. No. What are you talking about?
No shot.
It's like, hey, hold on. I realize that we've lost 20 games in the last 4 years, but look at all of our academic all Big 12 players.
It may be his way of being able to look himself in the mirror. Say, I gave these guys chances, whatever. But
you know what? When he said at least they didn't lose to Middle Tennessee, he's got a point there.
and you know what else, too? Do you think Nick Saban is no. Hey, I want to give guys grace. Mm-mm. You think Nick Saban of 2006, when he took over the Alabama program, was like that? Not that he had the various kind of roster management tools at his disposal as he would now. You think that Hugh Freeze is giving players grace?
No.
At Ole Miss? You think Lane Kiffin or Brian, you think Brian Kelly at LSU is giving players grace?
No.
No, this is big boy football. It's even more big boy football in the SEC than it is anywhere else. And, you know, that might work at Clemson when you get to play Wake Forest and, you know, Virginia and, you know, Boston College. That ain't going to work in the SEC. Boston? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be fascinated, and I've thought about this, you know, for the last year or so. If OU struggles, and I think they will in a relative sense, I'm not predicting their demise. They're going to go 4-8 and, you know, just be a catastrophe. I don't know. But what they're probably not going to do is reel off a bunch of 10 and 11 win seasons like they have over the last decade, right? Heisman trophies, all that kind of stuff. That's my guess. They're probably not well equipped for the 7-8 win season here or there. You know, this year may give them some hope in terms of, hey, everything's going right because that schedule is so pillowy soft with in terms of the gift that they were handed from the conference mm-hmm. office. You know, probably not intentionally, but here we go. And so they may reel off 10 wins this year, and they may be good but not great. That record may give them a little more false sense of who they are and set them up for a kick in the teeth a year from now, 18 months from now. And I don't know. I mean, because the last decade around there has been probably extremely just a lot of fun. High flying, wide open offense, couple of Heisman quarterbacks, receivers all over the NFL. You know, a little bit like the Mike Leach era was here. Fun, just offense everywhere. And now an 8-win team that's not as explosive offensively may not be as sexy.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of TT973 podcasts at TT973.com.